WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
19 minutes to 12. There's a very interesting question. Somebody says, Mufti Saab, we want to know what is the masla for this. This is from KZN. We are listening to you right now. We are enjoying the bliss of marriage. A few years back, Honorable Mufti Saab, my husband left me for a young woman he made pregnant. We couldn't have kids. Now he wants me back. It turns out the child was not his. I don't know what to do, Ustad. Anonymous, KZN.
Sister, you know what your husband did. You are tayyiba. I'm using the Quranic terminology. You are pure, you are chaste. He deflowered you. Allah's wisdom, everything. You are married 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You couldn't have children. So what he did, he went philandering, he went womanizing, and then that lady there, he made her pregnant, they got married. Now he realized that old is gold. So now what he wants to do, and that child may be a harami child because maybe she was pregnant already before they got married. Then according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, remember once the lady is pregnant and then you get married, finish is a haram child, irrespective of how many months and all that, and the lineage goes to the mother and not to the father. Only Hanafis say that when the lady is pregnant prior to the nikah and marriage, then we will see that from date of nikah to date of birth of the baby, if 6 months or more have elapsed, then the baby's nasab lineage will go to the father. If from date of nikah to the date of delivery of the baby, birth of the baby, that it is less than 6 months, then the lineage goes to the mother, according to Hanafis also. So why it goes to the mother? To show that this child here is a haram. There's no blame, no sin on the child. The sin is on the mother and the person responsible for impregnating her. Now, when he thought it's his child, then it was proven that it's not his child. So that lady was a khabitha. There's a Quranic term, Surah 24, verse 26. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. The immoral man for the immoral woman. So he was having an affair with that lady. She was having affair with other men and so forth. So he became khabith. She became khabitha. They all led immoral lives and so forth. Now he wants to come back to you. So I'm asking you and posing a question to you. You are tayyiba. Do you really want to get mixed up with such a khabith, such an immoral person, with such a person, remember, that used you, dumped you and all that? Do you really think it's right? If it's my daughter, my sister, I'll never give her that mashura. So I'm giving you that advice. I will give my daughter, my sister, Allah forbid, it must never happen to anybody. So remember, just forget him, his history, and you carry on with the geography. You don't need all this year to complicate your lives even further. So you must remember that you ask, if you really want to get married, ask Allah to give you someone better, and otherwise continue with your life. Quran Kareem states, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِي. When divorce takes place, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes both parties independent of one another. So you were independent, he thought he was independent, then he saw the true colors of, let's just call her his second wife, that she was not a pure and a chaste lady, she was busy with other men and what have you, according to what you are saying. So now he realizes that how he also was deceived by her, like how he deceived you. So remember that. My advice is forget him, have nothing to do with him. Allah made you independent of him. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 130. So that is my advice to you, sister.
Jazakumullah khairan. The sister says, Ustad, a sister in Azadul wants to know, Mufti Saab, there's a message going around, every Muslim in the world, Muslim Ummah economic boycott agenda for India, Ustad. India is in economic crisis. Boycott everything in India, Ustad. What's happening against Modi? Gee.
Remember that the Muslims are the victims in today's world. I give you 5-6 examples. You go to India, you look at Kashmir, you look at different parts of India, you have the BJP government, Modi is the prime minister. So openly, they are treating the Muslims there as second class, third class citizens and so forth. And remember how many of our women are raped, Allah forbid, how many of our youths are kidnapped and so forth and so on. The world is seeing all this, but because it's Muslims, so remember, it's a different agenda. Then you see Palestine. You can see what's happening in Gaza. You can see what's happening in Palestine. But now the wheels are turning the other way. Majority of the people of Israel are fed up with their, not prime minister, but their crime minister, that is Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu. And we hope and pray. This morning I made dua, Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy these enemies of Islam, whether it is Netanyahu or Modi or whoever else. So that is your second example. First one, the Hindus. We speak of India majority. And we speak of Palestine. So occupied Palestine, Israeli apartheid regime with the Nazi tactics. Then you go to Syria. You take the Kuffar Shias there and you take the Kuffar Alawis there. They're slaughtering, murdering, raping our people there, the Bashar Assad regime. And remember, it's no secret because Russia is there with them. Like how with Israel, you must remember, America is standing, so they feel they can do whatever they want to. So that's three. Then you look at China in certain parts, the Uyghur Muslims, what they are doing with them, concentration camps and so forth. Then you look at the Buddhists, so you must remember in Myanmar and so forth, in old Burma, so what's happening there? So if you look across the board, so whether it's Christians, whether it is Jews, whether it's Hindus, whether it is Buddhists, whether it is, you must remember, the Shias, so all of them are together. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They are kuffar and they are friends of one another and they are protectors of one another. And therefore, you see, the Muslims today have become the victims. Most amount of refugees, Muslims. Most amount of yatama, orphans, Muslim. So all that, you go and study the statistics. So one way you must remember of doing, to retaliate will be you do boycotts and all that. But all that is short term, and half the Muslim three-quarter won't even listen to it. People, whatever India is doing, you take 1,000 Muslims, 900 of them got Bollywood in their house. I'm asking you, when they're not prepared to leave that Bollywood, then what else is left? You must remember. So that is where ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. We know America, we know China, we know Russia, we know this, we know that, we know all these places. But remember that, are we prepared as Muslims to change for the better? In the mind of the Muslim today, by and large majority, they still got it embedded in the inner recesses of their heart. The West is the best and white is right. Remember that. That is what Muslim, they suffer, majority of them, from the inferiority complex. We must rise up and say, Islam is the best for the East and the West and everywhere else. So that is what we have to do. So we have to change from within ourselves, within our homes, change our children's thinking and mindset and everything else. Then this boycott and all is temporary. Even I received that message there. So when I just read it, I chuckled, as they say. I just smiled. You telling the people, Muslim, that they must boycott India. I'm telling you, 70%, 80% will not forget their Bollywood films. They must see it. Because every room got a TV, and they'll say, no, but this is nice, So when you start doing that, so the indoctrination takes place. That they start telling you, people are singing the songs, you must remember. And that song, some of them don't even understand the words. That those songs there are praising their idols or praising their demigods and semigods. So remember this type of things here. It's a very, very dangerous situation.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, brother Yunus wants to know that he says he's 47 years old. And of course, he's 3.5 years divorced. So he says that I have decided I'm not going to get settled ever again. I'm starting to become a marriage counselor. Can I come to you, Mufti Sahib? Because I see, mashallah, you are a marriage counselor. Brother Yunus, KZN, Ustad.
Let me give you one story, brother, and then you will understand where you come from and where I come from. We haven't met and we don't know one another. Mm-hmm. One day, there was a Maulana. I know him. So he just came back from India and all that, studied and all. He was not married. So now, some family member or somebody told him, nikah para wanu che, that you must perform the nikah. So he, the Maulana, said, fine. So now maybe he gave 5-10 minutes advices. He sat down to perform the nikah. So one person at the back stood up there and said, Moli Sahab, you can't perform the nikah. So he looked up, he said, why I can't perform? He said, you not married yourself, so how are you performing the nikah? You not married yourself, how are you performing the nikah? So you must remember the Moli Sahab was sharp. Mm-hmm. He said, I perform janaza namaz also. I perform janaza namaz. So how? I don't have to die first and then perform janaza namaz? So that person got finished. Now he couldn't answer anything. So my brother, you want to go into a field of marriage counseling. You will get the woman there. What counseling are you going to give them? So your mother, she will tell you, if you so good, why come your marriage failed?
Allah.
The husband will use that always against you. So don't do that. And then so many times you will have to, I'm going to give you one secret of my life now.
Mm-hmm.
So you must remember that the woman will come and they'll be alone with you. You know what is that? La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithuma ash-shaytan. So you must remember that no male, strange male and strange women are alone in privacy, but the third party you must remember is a shaytan. The hadith in Mishkat Musnad Ahmad authentic. It was the 12th of March. You can check it up, Google it up. 12th of March, 1974 was a Monday. That's the day I left for Karachi. Myself and Iqbal Dokrat, he also passed away, a few years ago. There in Pretoria, I went to the house. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He fell sick and he came back. So anyway, cut long story short, then we went from here to Malawi and all that. So there in Malawi, over that, Lake Malawi, the plane nearly crashed and everything. So anyway, Allah helped us always and that. We got rescued and whatever. So we reached there, Nairobi and then Karachi. And okay, that's our story. Now come back one day, the 11th of March, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
My father, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Mother, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. My father used to buy Sunday Times. My father used to buy the Sunday Express.
Mm-hmm.
He used to buy all this. And I used to love reading, from this young age. So, on the page 3 or page 5 or what, it's written there, Muslim faith healer rapes girl. I even know the town, but I won't tell the town's name. It will compromise some people. So, you must remember, in Sunday Times, like headlines is written, but not on the first page, third page, fifth page or whatever. 11th of March 1974. And the next day I'm going. So it's written there, Muslim faith healer rapes girl. I read the article, the person's name, whatever, all that. So I said, this is a big message for me. I took it as a personal message. Never get involved in this. So when I came back, I was 20 years in Newcastle, then 17 years with the Channel Islam now, all Allah's help, all Allah. So I made it a policy, I don't allow people to come to my house with these kind of problems. I say you go to the Jamiyat, you go to this Maulana, you go whoever you got confidence in, you go to them. So for this very reason, my brother, you must, day and night I'll be busy with all these things here. Then this one crying, this one swearing, this one, the other day one chap is swearing me, you understood? He says that why did I give advice to that girl and that family there that they must do this? But he issued the talak.
Ya Allah.
But he's swearing me. So you say, why did I advise that family like that? So you must remember. You see? So that is the life. You must remember this type of things here. So the point I want to make, brother, you can't do that because you feel you are. You must remember qualified, but you're not qualified. Every man who got problem will first tell you, you divorce, you're not married. So what you speaking about marriage counseling and all this type of thing. So it's a field that I would never advise you to get involved in. Another incident I give you. My student, Maulana Riaz Limbada, if you just go here, Roshni Dadir, he came to me, he said, Mashura. He said, I want to go and work there in the rehab center, but for girls and ladies. I said, for girls and ladies, you want to go? If you know how dangerous it is, I said, okay. Make istikhara, everything, but promise me one thing, that if you're taking this job, you must never be alone with any lady there, but your wife must be there, or your daughter, or some other lady from your house must be there. Don't compromise yourself. So all this, who's going to take all this precaution nowadays? Very few people. So therefore, my brother, they just forget it. Bad, bad thing for you to do.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 5 minutes to 12 o'clock. I see everybody wants the podcast today, Mufti Saab. It says here, but Mufti Saab, I am in a forced nikah. And after that, I didn't move to the boy's house. He's not ready to give my talaq. So I want to take khula. What is the procedure for it to start?
But I don't understand what you are saying. You say you are in a forced nikah. Forced nikah will mean when your parents spoke to you, you told them that no, you don't want to marry that boy. But anyway, then you agreed. And for what reason, Allah knows, maybe you just wanted to please your parents. And you agreed to get married, and in that way there, the husband goes, said, yes, he's marrying you, but you said, no, you're not going there. So how long this happened, I don't know, you didn't give us that. Doesn't matter, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, whatever. So obviously, you are, the way you have mentioned it, you are ghair madkhul biha, meaning that there's no story of consummating the marriage, you'll never spend the night together, according to the question, and so forth. So forth, you're going to make khula. Khula is, you must remember that when you are with your husband and you were the party in the wrong. So that is, you were not reading salat, you were not dressing modestly, you were doing wrong things, you know, all. Then you go for khula. Khula is that the mahar you give back to the husband and so forth, and then he will give you the talaq. Fala junaha alayma fima aftadat bi. Quran speaks of that. But yeah, I don't see for what you want to do khula. You must go to the ulama and tell them that, you know what happened, that my parents forced me, that's what I'm assuming, presuming, and therefore you went through this and all. Now let us go to Sunan Nasai. This is your answer. A lady comes, Sahabiya, to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, you can see that I am a lady, and you know, my father, he got me married against my wishes to this person, wa ana kariha, and I dislike it. I don't want to get married to him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, that you tell your father there that what he did is wrong and so forth, and this marriage now must be finished. And now look at how intelligent the sahabiya was. She said, I went to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show the women of this ummah that once you are aqila, baligha, you are sane, mature, you have rights in that, you can refuse that. You must remember that and say, I don't want to marry this person. Your father also don't have the right to impose this upon you. So I wanted to show you, Muslim woman, this is your Islamic right. But because my father, now that matter is solved. But nevertheless, now my father wanted, I disliked it, but now man, I'll go stay with my husband, because now that will bring the du'as of my parents also. Now look at how intelligent she was. One side, she solved the problem for the ummah. And second side, she took the du'as of her parents. So you, sister, you got three options. Either you have a rethink on this issue, and you say, fine, that my parents want, I'll go, I'll get married. Second one, you don't want, then you go for fasakh, and say that me, I can't marry and this type of things here, because we are not compatible, we are not suitable, this and whatever. Or third one, you convince the husband, he must give you talaq and whatever. So all that you are the options that you got available. But to stay like this definitely is wrong on behalf of the parents also to impose upon her, and your behalf as well not to go. So remember all parties there, what you, the way the question is posed to me, it seems all of you are guilty to a greater or lesser degree crime you are committing. Allah give tawfiq.
Well, the listener says, we're going to end of your studies, about a minute left. Move this up. I really, really enjoy listening to you, Molana Hatia. You guys make a lovely team. What I love best is your stories, very interesting. On a serious note, your advice is very good, mashallah. May Allah give you long life and keep you happy with your popi, Fatima Ustad.
Ah, I'm the popo. So you must remember that I'll be the popo and she'll be the popi.
Subhanallah.
So anyway, last announcement before we finish up, inshallah, is that those of you who want the Merkaz Sahaba decoders, you contact us, you contact brother, our reception, brother Suleiman Esop, 011-854-2990. And remember, per decoder 650 rand, and if you want the whole box is 10 units, inshallah, then 6,000 rand. You want it, you give it away, whatever, that's your choice. Second one is this, those of you who want to link up now, this bliss of marriage, inshallah, our brother Bonface will make the podcast, and then we will send it out. So I'll send it out now on my Twitter account, at AK Hussain, H-O-O-S-A-N. I will send it out on Telegram. So how can you obtain this Telegram business? So you go to Play Store, and you will see it's an app. And then you have to install it into your phone, your mobile, your cell phone. And thereafter, you get our link, and then you subscribe, and you are part of the team as well, and so forth. You're part of the channel, and that is how you will, inshallah. Those of you who want more details, then just send me a message. Just put one word. Don't put long story. Many brothers, sisters did it last night. Telegram. Just write Telegram, and we'll send you the links and everything. And we thank our brother Salahuddin also. 12 o'clock, inshallah, news with brother Yusuf Ali. 12 to 1, inshallah, will be our brother Alfred in Kosi, current affairs. 1 o'clock, the Adhan, inshallah. And thereafter, we continue with Surah Luqman. And that is Tafsir. The 1:05 to 1:30. 1:30 to 2, inshallah, will be custody. You know, divorce and custody, all that. Then 2 to 3, Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 3:30, the reborning Q&A we had, mashallah, with Mona Arafat, the repeat of it. 3:30 to 5:20 or so, with our brother Alameen Templeton, the business views and news. And thereafter that, Maghrib Adhan and Surah. 6 to 7, inshallah, will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. And thereafter, inshallah, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of our tafsir, inshallah. 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10, Mawlana Bilal Katrada, inshallah, with Tech Watch, inshallah. So all the technical things and gadgets and what have you. So wonderful programs. Make dua for us and the Ummah. Barakallahu feek, Mawlana Arafat. Jazakallah khair. Salamu alaykum.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.